Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Firpo Marbury. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Firpo Marbury. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. And now, play ball. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. White picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. Radcliffe scores. Simmons moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive towards short. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. White steals second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox scores. White moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe who is chasing the ball. Cochran reaches third base with a triple. White scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Geringer catches it and throws to first to double up Dykes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Dykes, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Marbury hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes bunts in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehead covering, for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marbury strikes out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes bunts towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Tommy Bridges now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chief Hogsett now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin who is chasing the ball. Radcliffe reaches third base with a triple. Whitehead goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hogsett, and towards Rogel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-4, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Hogsett covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Morgan pinch hits for Chief Hogsett. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.